Good morning, everyone. This is Kimberly Bonner with the BizScale Insights Podcast. And today we're continuing our book review of Predictable Success by Les McCune. And this is all part of a series that I'm focused on trying to help small businesses finish 2017 strong, particularly if you didn't really kind of start the first half of 2017 particularly strong. And I was looking through my timeline on Twitter and I realized that today is Book Lovers Day. So it's very appropriate that we kind of discuss this great book, Predictable Success, on Book Lovers Day. So we're back. This is, again, is Kimberly Bonner with BizScale Insights, and we're talking about the book Predictable Success with Les McCune. Earlier last week, we focused on the first stage, early struggle, and this week we're focusing on the second stage of a business's growth, which is the fun stage. And as you can imagine, the fun stage is filled with excitement and great growth, and everything is at a frenetic speed, and everyone's happy to just have survived the great perils of early struggle, because if you don't get out of early struggle, you're dead as a business. So you've survived early struggle. You're into the fun stage. This is the stage where everything is about sales. It's sales, 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 sales. And this is the stage where the big dogs, as they say on a sales team, they kind of take preeminence. And that's where we left off. Almost all of this explosive energy is directed towards acquiring and satisfying new customers. It's all about sales. It's all about acquiring new customers. Unfortunately, during this time, no sale is turned away. No customization is too hard. No delivery deadline cannot be met. And so whatever the potential new customer wants, they'll promise it to them. And there's a lack of selectivity because the company is not confident that its market is truly sustainable, and it fears that sales might disappear. The company has a thin asset base, and or the company doesn't know its own boundaries or capabilities yet. So that's the kind of one of the biggest issues with working for a company in the fun stage. Working in a fun organization or organization that's in fun stage, it's frantic. Everybody's kind of working ridiculous hours. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, sales is everything. If you're not part of that sales team, you may have some problems. Some of the dangers associated with the fun stage are, one, you can have an overfunded startup that really thinks it's in fun, but it's really not. You can have out of control costs, and then you can get like crazy ego mania with some of your staff. Back. This is Kimberly Bonner with BizScale Insights, concluding today's podcast about the fun stage described in Les McCune's book, Predictable Success. I'm concluding today's podcast with a focus on how to get out of the fun stage. And some of you would be asking the question, like I asked the question, like who would want to get out of the fun stage? And the problem is, although it's great and fun and exciting, and Mr. McCune talks about that, the problem is if you stay in fun, you're really not going to scale effectively. But there are a lot of people who are mom and pop operations and small family-owned businesses, and they're really, really happy with fun. And fun can be great. Fun can pay the bills. Fun can actually build a level of wealth. And if you're happy with fun, stay in fun. But if you're actually looking to scale have a greater impact than just a few locations, at some point you're going to have to get out of the fun stage. So although you don't need to get out of the fun stage at some point, you will be forced to deal with the fact that you have so much work, and probably things are going to drop, and balls are going to drop, and things are going to get out of control. So at some point, you may need to get out of fun if you really choose to have a healthy organization. According to McCune, most owners and managers at this stage in development, growing the business is simply a matter of doing more of the same. Let's do more of what we did yesterday, except let's do a lot of it, right? So growth is at this point merely a form of arithmetic. And for a while, early and fun, it is, until unavoidably growth brings with it one other thing, complexity. The simple, transparent turn on a dime business that employed only 10 people in the early days of fun grows to 25, then 50, then 100 people, and now there are layers of management, and communication slows down, and inaccuracies begin to happen. The boss no longer can see, let alone instantly fix everything that is happening, and one day the unthinkable happens. You screw up something for your customer, and at that point everything begins very slowly to feel different. This is according to McCune, and he's absolutely right. And when you start making more and more and more and more mistakes, then you have a situation that is what he calls white water, where you're kind of treading almost on thin ice, and water is getting in the boat, and there has to be more systemization and process in order to stabilize yourself and really not revert to a really bad situation. So that's fun. Fun is the second natural step in any organization. The main focus of fun is generating sales. It's important as you grow that you need to systematize to get out of fun. But some people never want to leave fun, and you have to make that decision. Are you going to really have a strong, viable, successful business on the long term that can actually withstand the winds of economic change? Or is this maybe something that you just really want to consistently have fun and not get systematized and process oriented, and it is what it is? So that's my summary of fun. If you think you know someone in fun, go ahead and pass this podcast to them. I'd love to get their feedback. I'd love to hear from you. My Twitter handle is BizScalePro. And again, I hope you have a wonderful day.